Kirbos Hopol is good. Today's daf is Sota Daf Lamed Hey, and we have more about the Meraglim today. And then we'll revert back to crossing the Yarden and a little bit more I got it to for you today. So we're here at the Lamed Aleph of Mabez, right, the last three words of Yashuvu Mishon Aretz. Remember, they came back from Eretz Yisrael. Vayelchu vayavo. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What does that mean? Mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Makish halicha labia. Right? It says vayavo. Vayelchu vayavo. Just like they left. Right? They left exactly the way they came back. Ma bia beitzara af halicha beitzara. Right? Just they left. It's not like they changed their mind here. That they came back with some evil report. That was the report they had in mind to give the entire time, right, when they had left. And then the pasuk says, "Efes ki aza am." Right, again, the pasuk just to read that whole pasuk, right? But it said, "Vegam zavas chalav udvash he vizeh periyah," meaning they came to Eretz Yisrael, and sure enough, yeah, zavas chalav udvash. Check out this amazing fruit. Efes, but ki aza am, the people are very, very powerful, etc. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Kol Lashon Hara she'ein bo davar emes betchiloso, ein miskayim besofo. Any Lashon Hara that doesn't have at least a little bit of emes, right, is not going to end up being accepted. So that's why they started, right, they started with Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, which they had known from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, they brought back the fruits to show them, hey, look at that, let's see, it is emes, but we can't conquer it. Vayas Kalev is Amel Moshe, right? Kalev gathered the people to Moshe Rabbeinu's. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, what do you mean Kalev? Kalev is one of the good guys. Why did he gather everybody against Moshe? Sheisita Midvarim, right? That he confused them, meaning seduced is not a good word either, but he tricked them, right? That's probably a better word, with his words. Because what happened? Potach Yoshua, right, the Kabishtai, because Yeshua get up and you wanted to say, you know, against the spies, and Amrei Bei Milsa, right, so they said, no, where am I here? I skipped a little bit. Amrei Lei Dein Rosh Katia Yimalom, and they said to him, I don't understand why you're speaking. You're Rosh Katia, as they explained, meaning your head is cut off. What does that mean? That means that the Yeshua didn't have any kids. So basically, the Meraglim said, like, why is this guy? This guy doesn't have a stake in this, right? His children are not going in there in Eretz Yisrael. So be quiet. So Amar so Kalev said, Imishdina, Amrei Bei Milsa, if I get up and I talk like Yeshua did against the spies, right, so then they're going to say something against me also, v'chasminli, and they'll quiet me. So Amar Lahan, so therefore they said, v'chizuba v'adasolano ben Amram, is this really the only thing that Moshe has done to us? Sovri, then they thought, v'genuza kamishtai, that Kalev was going to speak out against Moshe Rabbeinu, so Ishtiku, so they were quiet, and then they gave him the platform to speak, and then he got up and said, Amar Luhu, he said, yeah, Hotzianu Mitzrayim, he took it out of Egypt, Karlanu Sayam, he split the sea, Hechilanu Saman, he gave us the man, right, and Yomar, Asu Sulamas, Ralul Rakia, Lo Nishmalo, right, if he had said, let's make ladders and get up to the sky, of course we would listen to him. So this, we can go to Eretz Yisrael, and we can conquer it, right, Alula, Naleva, Yerashno, so let us go up and inherit it. And then right, he got shouted down, obviously. Right, and the rest of the spies said, no, we're not able to. So Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Davar Gadol, Dibru Meraglim Bo Sasha. Right, they said Davar Gadol, meaning they said something that was something horrible at that point. Ki chazaku mimenu, right? The pasuk says that because they are stronger than us. Al tikri mimenu el mimeno, or mimenu, but really don't say that, not that he's stronger than us, but they are stronger, that the people, you know, the Kananim, the giants in Eretz Yisrael, are stronger than mimeno from Hashem. Right? Kiviyachol afilu balabayis and yochol lotzi kelev micham. Right? Kiviyachol, but they said rachmal atzlan, they said that the giants are stronger even than Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz ochel et yoshvehi, they said, right, that the land eats and devours, right, its inhabitants. So Darsh Rava explained, and again, this quoted a lot of this daf is, if it's familiar, it's because it's quoted by Rashi. A lot of it is quoted by Rashi on Parsha Shlach. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Chashvasei Latova, right, Veheim Chashvu Lara, right. Kosh Baruch Hu said, I was doing you guys a chesed, and you guys turned it around, right, into something bad. Ani Chashvasei Latova, Dechol Hecha Dematu Meis Chashivu Dehu. Right, what did Kosh Baruch Hu do? Right, he made killed off all these people, right? That he killed off all these people, right? And so that everywhere that they were walking, right, a chashiva person in Eretz Yisrael died. So they would be busy, and they won't kind of ask what's going on over here, why are these people coming in and you know, spying on the land. Some people say, Iov Nachnav Shev Etchudu Kuli Alma Bev Seda, right? That, and what's it called? Then when Iov died, that Iov was the one who died. I mean, not that all at every stop, right? There was somebody dying, but Iov was the one who was dying, and everybody was giving him a hesped. And you know, then obviously people again, people were dying, right? And the Meraglim saw people dying and saw all these or they saw funerals or a big funeral. But they thought it was bad. Why? Because Eretz Ochel Yisrael, they didn't see the Gamzul Tova in it. Right, they thought that the land was just killing people. Right, they said that we thought we were grasshoppers in their eyes, and we thought that's how they thought of us. Right, they were liars. Because Bishlam, I understand why they could say that they thought we were in our eyes, we thought that we were grasshoppers. So l'chai, that makes a lot of sense, because they could say that we felt like grasshoppers compared to these giants. But the end of the part, but they thought we were grasshoppers. How in the world could they know that the giants thought that they were grasshoppers? So v'lohi, and therefore it wasn't true. V'lohi, and that's not actually emistik azach. It's not actually emistik adrasha. Because what happens is, right, they could have overheard, right? Ki havu mavrei avile tute arzi havu mavrei, right? When they would making a meal for the avelim, so they would bring it the meal under the arzi, the cedar trees. So ki v'chichazinu, and when they saw them, right, I mean, they saw salku yasvei beilane, right, they kind of ran up into the trees, and shamei, they heard the kami chazina and inshi didamu the kamzei beilane, right, that they heard them saying that, oh, look, we see that it looks like there are people looking like grasshoppers, really weird, right, the in the trees, etc. Okay, fatiza kol edavei dnus kolam vayivku, right, the whole nation kind of lifted up their voice and cried. Right, Amar Rabba Bar Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right, famous drasha. Oh, so Yom Erev Tisha B'av Aya, right? That was Tisha B'av. And Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hein Bachu Bechi Shal Chinam Bani Ekvelachem Bechi El Doros. Right, they cry for no reason, so I will make them cry, right, for generations. Vayim Rukol Edolar Gomo Samba Avanim, and all, everybody wanted a stone, right? Kalev and Yoshua. The pasuk says, "Kavod Hashem nirah ubo amoid," and Hashem's kavod, whatever that means, right? The anan probably, right, came to the amoid. Amar Bichia bar Abba, "Malam Yishanatu Lavanim Zarkim Klapim Mala." Not only did they throw stones at the spies, but they threw stones right towards Kakosh Baruch Hu, right? Kiviyachu. By Amuzu Anashim Lotzi Dibasa Aretz Ra'ah Abba Magefa, right? And the Meraglim died, right? In the Magefa, Amar Bishuva Belagish Shemesu Misha Meshuna, right? They died, right? And very interesting, very strange death. Fascinating over here that if you look at Rashi, this is also another Baal Korei tidbit. The word Bamagefa over here, right, that's how the Drasha knows. Rashi says, Midolokrinan Bimagefa, you have to add the bays, but obviously, right, it's not the, it must, Rashi must be saying something, right? Obviously, there's no punctuation in Rashi. If you look at Rashi, right, he could, on Divar Maschal Bamagefa, right, Midalo Karinan, and he writes the same exact letter, so it must be a different vowelization. The only one that makes sense is Bimagefa. So you see the difference between Ba and Bi. Ba means Biha. So Ba means Biha Magefa. So if Baal Korei ever says Bi instead of Ba, right, you really, really should correct him. Right, certainly Vi and Va, because Vi is future and Va is past. But even bi, Ba and Bi, right, with a patach or a shva, that really should be corrected because it means different things. Anyway, so they knew it's from the Ba Magefa, Bi Ha Magefa. They died with the plague. What's that? Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Again, also pretty well known. Their tongues kind of dragged out to their stomachs, to their belly buttons, and bugs and kind of crawled in and out of both of them, and obviously that would kill them. Actually die with Askara, which the Gemara says elsewhere, right, is the worst type of death, where someone basically, their muscles swell till they basically strangle themselves. to death. Okay, now we're pretty much done with the Meraglim here. So now we go back right to the crossing of the Yarden. Right, again, we talked about Bnei Yisrael crossing the Yarden. Right, and then so that we're just basically kind of like picking back up with that Bryce over there. That was the whole Meraglim thing on this whole Amud Aleph and Amud Beis over there before. It was basically an interruption of this whole discussion. So, again, Bnei Yisrael basically go back to what we said yesterday, right? The Kohanim took the Aron, right? Yehoshua had the speech they made in the middle of the Yarden, right? The Bnei Yisrael are crossing, debate how high the walls are, how high the water was. Okay, right. So the Aron was in the middle, and Bnei Yisrael crossed through, and then we go back into our brisa, right? V'chevan she'olah ha'achron should be strong in our Yarden. Right, as soon as the last Jew left the Yarden, chodra mayim komam, the water might kind of flow back. Right, Shemaz Pasuk says, "Vayikalos akohanim nasei Aron bris Hashem mitoch ha'Yarden." Nitku kapos raglei akohanim alacharava vayashuv mei ha'Yarden lemkomam vayelchu kitmol shasham ad kol gedosav. Basically, right, as soon as the Kohanim hit dry land, right, basically the waters came back. Right, the problem is, right, that seems like, right, that sounds like, right, the Kohanim were on one side, and Bnei Yisrael were on the other side, i.e. in Eretz Yisrael. So how did the Kohanim and the Aron, right, get through? So Nasa Aron v'Nosav v'Avar. So apparently we see that the Aron, right, carried the Kohanim across, right, miraculously, right, they floated across. Shemar's Pasuk says, right, Vayikasher Tam Kol Am Lavor Vayavor Aron Hashem v'Akohanim Lifnei Am. Right, it says that all the nation passed, and then, right, the Kohanim came with the Aron. V'Aldavar Zeh Nenashu Uzzah. And this is exactly why Uzzah, right, got punished. If you remember the story, when David brought the Aron back to the Beis HaMikdash, that Uzzah, right, who that touched, right, he transported on agalot, on a wagon, and the wagon kind of shifted, right, and Uzzah thought the Aron was going to fall, so he reached out and touched the Aron, and Akash Baruch Hu got angry and killed it, because the Aron, no say is no so, but the Aron carries the people who carry it, right, the Aron carries miraculously, it wasn't in any danger of falling, and Uzzah kind of like, by reaching his hand out to kind of steady the Aron, right, the whole illusion drops, right, it's being carried, quote unquote, by wagons, but really the Aron is carrying itself, right? The second you kind of stick your hand out, right, to make sure the Aron, quote unquote, doesn't fall, so then the whole nace, right, kind of disappears, right? Not the nace, but the curtains drop, right, almost, right? You almost pretend like the Aron isn't traveling b'nace, right? Even though the Aron is. Yeah, okay, they're using the agalos. We'll see that in a second that was inappropriate, but basically Uzzah kind of caused that disrespect to the Aron, and Kosh Baruch Hu killed him. Right, v'aldavar zeh nenashuna, this is exactly what Uzzah, right, made a mistake with. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'yavo ad garden kidong, v'yishlach Uzzah yado lechozes Aron, right? He stuck his hand out, right, to make sure the Aron didn't fall. Namar lo Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Uzzah, nosav nasa atma lakoshagen. Uzzah, how does that read? Uzzah, nosav. Uzzah, well, I'm not sure. Nosav nasa atma lakoshagen, meaning that the Aron carries itself, carries the people who carry it. So kamash malan, right? Not kamash malan. Kavachomer, right, should carry, right, the people who are carrying, No. See, the Aron carries the people that are carrying it. So Kamash Malan, it should carry itself. And that's why, right, Kosh Baruch didn't want Uzzah to touch it. V'yacharaf Hashem Uzzah v'yakeu shama al ha'shal. Right, and then Kosh Baruch Hu killed him there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. Chad amar she'al iske shalu. Right, v'chad amar she'asat tzracha b'fana. Very, very fascinating, wide-ranging opinions in terms of what he did wrong. One, that he made a mistake. Right, he made a mistake and he touched the Aron. One, that said that he went to the bathroom in front of the Aron. The pashas is that not literally right in front. There's no way, right, because as we'll see in a second, Uzzah was a pretty decent guy and he ended up in Olam Haba and whatever. Do that in one second. Pashas is that he didn't, he went close in the vicinity and didn't treat it with enough kavod. He wasn't either far enough away or didn't hide himself, but it doesn't make sense that he was like one of these Rishayim, right, that go into the Beis HaMikdash and like just do that in front of the Aron. Vayamas Sham Im Aron Hashem, he died there with the Aron, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Uzzah ba'o l'Olam Haba, right? And as we said, right, Uzzah went to Olam Haba, Shneimar Im Aron Hashem, right? Ahoy Elokim. I said Hashem. He was with the Aron of Hashem. Ma Aron la Olam Kayim af Uzzah ba la Olam Haba. Just like the Aron is forever. Again, the Aron is hidden by Yoshio. It's there underneath Har Abayis. Unfortunately, we'll get there soon. Eventually, at some point, every archaeological opportunity and attempt to try and find the Aron has been met with some sort of natural problem. Politics, Arabs, whatever it is. Right, the Aron is there underneath the Har Abayis. Don't worry, we'll get there eventually. So Uzzah also made it to Olam Haba. Vayichal David al Asher Paratz Hashem Paratz Beuza Akash Baruch Hu. David was upset at Akash Baruch Hu, right, for killing Uzzah. And Amar Belazar Shenishtanu Panav Kecharar, right, got so angry, got so his face got like it had been cooked, like a cookie or like some sort of charar, some piece of cake or whatever. This Gemara says, well, if you got that from the word vayichar, so anytime it says vayichar, you should also have, right, that's what it means, that his face got very upset. So the Gemara says, no, it says, hasam ksiv af, hacha lo ksiv af, right? No, vayichar af is someone gets angry. Vayichar means just that he got kind of like his face kind of darkened, etc. Darish Rava says, mipnei ma enenash David. Why was David punished, right, with this whole thing, right? David was bringing the Aron to the base of Mikdash ostensibly. Why was he punished with this? B'nei Kara le Divrei Torah Zmiros. Very fascinating drasha, because he called Divrei Torah Zmiros, songs. Right? He almost treated Divrei Torah too lightly, right, by calling them songs. Shenemar, as Pazik says, Zmiros hayu li chukecha beveis megurai. Zmiros are referring to Divrei Torah. So Amar Lo Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Divrei Torah shekaza behem hetif einecha bo veinenu. Right, I mean, Divrei Torah, that the public says, if you close your eyes, right, it'll be gone. Right? I mean, you have to learn Chazar every single day, right, like a song, in the sense that it'll disappear from your mind. Right, if you don't pay attention to it, Atakore Oson Zmiros, right, you're going to tell me it's a Zemer, right? Meaning you have to really put an effort to learn Torah, right? You don't just sing and whistle Divrei Torah. You have to really put effort to commit it to memory. So why are you calling it Zmiros? It's not kavodik enough. So Hareini Machshilecha B'Davar Shafilu Tinoka Shabes Rabban Yodin also. Right, I'm going to make you make a mistake that even kids in school know. Dechtev, as the pasuk says, Levnikas Lo Nasa Kivo Dasa Kodesh Aleihem. The Bnei Kos were the ones who carried the Kalim in the Beis Hamikdash, or really in the Mishkan. But V'iyu Aseh Be'egala, meaning that it should have been carried by people, right? Again, that's why you have the Aron Noseh's Nosev, because normally the Aron and the Kalim were carried on two poles, right, by the Kohanim, or by the Levim, right, specifically, right, not the Kohanim, right? The Kohanim crossed the Yarden, right? We said yesterday that the Kohanim carried the Aron only in three instances. But either way, V'iyu Aseh Be'egala, right, David brought it in Agala, right, he made a mistake that the way you should have transported the Aron should have been on the shoulders of people, right? What's the difference? How do you get that point? What kind of midi kenegid midi is that? That he called it Zmiros, therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu punished him with something that even kids know. So the pasha says that he forgot something that was so simple. That is exactly the point. Meaning that if you're learning Torah, something simple, it's not something serious. I'm sorry. That if you learn it just like you would whistle a song, so you won't remember it well. Right, so David also, right, didn't remember, right, even a simple pasuk, the way they carried the Aron, and he transported it inappropriately, and that led to Uzzah, right, reaching out, because if it had not been on the wagons, or if it had not been on the with the oxen pulling it, etc., right, the Aron never would have shifted. Okay, Vayach Banshe Beis Shemesh Kiro Ba'aron. Is a different situation when the Aron, right, the Plishtim had the Aron a little bit before this, and they sent it back to Bnei Yisrael through Beit Shemesh, and Akash Baruch Hu killed some of the people in Beit Shemesh. Agav, I love when they quote modern places. I don't know if it's the same place, but it's basically the same place, ballpark, right, because they looked at the Aron. Mishum Dero Vayachman, the Gemara says, why did Akash Baruch Hu kill them? Because they looked at the Aron. So Rabbi Avel, Rabbi Elazar, Chodamar Kotsu Mishtachim Inayu, Chodamar Mili Nami. Amru. So he said, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Machlokas. One says that they looked at the Aron, yeah, but they didn't stop their work. I mean, they were kotzrin, they were reaping, and mishtachman, and they were bowing at the same time. Right? He did one of those, you know, kind of like half effort modim type situations. Right? They were probably bending down already, right, reaping their thing, and they were like, oh, Aron's here, okay, right, and that was inappropriate. And one says no, that they were actually mili nami. They even said things that were, you know, that were not appropriate about the Aron, or I don't know if it was lashon hara or whatever. But they said, oh, great, the Aron's back. Man amrecha daimris. Who? Oh, I mean, this is what they said. Meaning, who made you angry? Right. Umand also alayach tibet pious. And who? Why? Who told? Came up to you, right, and said that you were you were espies that we you had been appeased, meaning why now? Why are you here now? Meaning why they weren't impressed, basically, that the Aaron came back. Right? Who told you to come back? Who said that you should come back, etc., etc. By Achba'am Shivim Ish Chamishim Elef Ish, Kosh Baruch Hu killed 70 people, 50,000 people. So Machoges Rabbi Yevel, Rabbi Elazar. Chad Amar Shivim Hayu, Shivim Ish Hayu, V'cholechu V'yechad Shakol Chamishim Elef. One says that it was actually 70 people, but they were worth 50,000 people, meaning they were very chashuv. V'chad Amar Chamishim Elef Hayu, really, no, it was 50,000 people who died, Rachman Al-Tzlan. V'cholechu V'yechad Shakol Kishivim Sanhedrin, and each one of them was like this entire Sanhedrin, meaning that basically they were tremendous. Either way, they were tremendous tzaddikim. Okay, Vayiki Tzadu Nosiaron Hashem. Okay, this is if anybody knows, this is a famous not famous, but I guess a beautiful Omer Kadaver song, which is I think Chaim Feigenbaum Zierzeit is nowadays the lead singer of Omer Kadaver. Chaim Feigenbaum Zierzeit is sometime in the year, I don't remember when, but anyways, it's a bit of a dafyomi coincidence. But Vayiki Tzadu Nosiaron Hashem Shishin Tzadim Vayizbach Shor Mari that David Melech would shecht. Wait, Shor Mari is an ox and an animal that was made for shechting, which is, I guess, an ox or a sheep or whatever, but an animal specifically made for shechting. When they would take six steps, there would be another korban. Uksiv, but the pasuk also says it's not there, but in Divrei Hayamim, Shiva Parim v'Shiva Ayalim or Elim, it was seven and seven. So what's the deal? Was it one or was it seven? So I'm going to Papa Bar Shmuel. Al kol psiu psiu Shor Mari. It was on every step there was one and one, and on every six steps it was seven and seven. The Amar Leir of Chizr, Chizr said, what do you mean? He came with Lisa, it's called Eretz Yisrael B'Bamos. What do you mean? Are you kidding me? Every step there was one korban, and every six steps there were seven and seven? You don't have space for that, right? Where are you building all these mizbeachs? Like, where do you, what's going on over here? Say, Allah Amar of Chizr, no. What he meant was, I'll call Sheish V'Sheish Psiu Shor Mari. For every six steps, there was one and one. Shisha Sdarim Shal Sheish, but on six times six, right? We know six, seven times seven, by Sphere Zomer. But on six times six, meaning every 48 steps, so then there was seven and seven, right? I'm sure there's some sort of, you know, kind of mystical association with these numbers, but the tachlis, six times six is 36, not 48. What did I say? Six times six is 30. Yeah, 36. Okay. Anyway, Vaiter. Ksiv kidon ksiv nachon. Also, this is kind of like a weird stira in the story that in one place it was in kidon, in another place it was nachon. Amar Rav Yochanan betchilat kidon v'sof nachon. That place just changed names, and therefore, right, that's why it's in different called different things in different places. Okay. Nimtzis ata omer shlosha mini avanam hayu. Okay, now basically now we're going back, you know, after that interruption. Right now we're going back before that to the whole story about the Aron and the Kohanim and crossing the Yarden, right, etc. So now we go back, and again we had mentioned, right, the stones that Yeshua had commanded Bnei Yisrael to bring and set up and write the Torah, write the Har Grizim, Har Eval, set up in the Malon and in the hotel where they'd stayed over. So it turns out that there were three sets of stones, right? Three types of stones, right? Really, not three types, but really three sets, right? Echad, the first one, Sheikim Moshe Beretz Moav, right? That was already, that's in the Torah, right? That Moshe told them to do in the Eretz Moav. Shemar's Pesuk says, Be'er Yarden Beretz Moav, Ho'il Moshe Be'er Esedra Azos. Right, Moshe started explaining the Torah. Ulahalan hu omer. The Torah says later, "V'chasavta alavanem." It's called the Torah Azos. Right, and Bnei Yisrael wrote them on the Torah. V'asu bear bear. Right, again, so we assume that that's the stones that Moshe was talking about. That's one. Right, that Bnei Yisrael, that was written in the Torah. V'echad, another one. Sheikim Yeshua b'socha Yarden. Now that's what he said. Yeshua set up in the Yarden. Shneamar ushteim. Okay. And the third one, Shekim Bagilgal, that was in Bagilgal, Shanamar, face Shtemisre Avanem Haila, Asher Lakhu, right, and they took him and they put him at Gilgal. Right, that was Pashas's, that was the ones that were brought to the to the Malon, but unclear which one exactly was brought to the Malon. Alright, either way. I think I'm pretty sure that's one of this. Okay. Vaita Tanarabai will under Rabisa. Ketzad Kasev Yisrael is the Torah. How did Bnei Yisrael write the Torah? Now, this doesn't mean in a klaf. The psukim mean, right? The psukim say that basically the Bnei Yisrael wrote down the Torah on the stones that they put at Har Grizim and Har Eva. Now, so what's going on over here? So now, just to quote the psukim over here, if you see on the side, right, it's Kedai to check it out in the Torah. Or, right, the pasuk says, "Vayabayom Masher Tavruas Yerden Esaraz Asher Hashem Lokach Anosen Lecha Vakim Osulecha Vanim Gedolos." On that day when you pass the Yarden, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, So you should set up stones. The sanatao sambasid, and you should put on plaster, coat them and cover them with plaster. Because after Alehem is called the Re'at Razos, you should write the entire Torah. And then it says, and then it says again, right, the second time it says you put the plaster on top of them, and you should write, right, on these stones the Torah. So it says twice, right, that you should write the Torah, and it says twice that you should put sid, right, put plaster right on top of it. So the question is, right, how many times? Once, twice, is that the same thing? Second time, right? First time, plaster on top, plaster underneath, writing on top, writing underneath. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Agabe Avanim Kasvua, that they wrote the Torah on the stones. Right, Shinemar is blessed. It says, Chasavta al Avanim, right? It's called the Re'at HaRazos, right? Right on the stones. V'acharkach, and then afterwards, Sadu Osan Basid, they put this plaster on top of it. And that's what happened. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, "What do you mean? The Recha, according to that, Heach Lamdu Shal Oso Azman Torah. Well, the whole point was that you should write it in 70 languages, right? So that the nations of the world should come and learn the Torah and understand its values. If you're covering, right, the writing with plaster, so that you can't see it. So Malos, Rabbi Shimon said back to him, "Yeah, what do you mean? Bina Yisira Nasan Behem Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu gave these nations a way to figure that out. Why? What happened? Shigru Notarehen. They sent out their notarehen, I guess their notaries or their people who knew how to do this. Shalahen the Kilfu as a Sid Visiua, and they kind of, I guess they pecked off. They kind of." Tapped, like an archaeologist, right? They ripped off, or they peeled off, is probably a better word, the plaster, right? And they took it back with them, and right, check it out, on the other side of the plaster is going to be the inscription, because that's how it works, right? Because if you chisel an inscription onto a stone, and then you seal it over with the plaster, on the other side of the plaster might be in the reverse. Okay, fine, I'm not sure how you get around that, but there's going to be, there's some sort of, right, the writing is there for them to use. And this is why the goyim were decreed to go down to Be'er Shachas, to Gehenim, right, to the depths. And they because they had opportunity to learn the Torah, and they didn't. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon says, no, what do you mean? If you remember, we said that the Torah says several times, right? Write the Torah, cover it with plaster. Write the Torah, cover it with plaster. So Rabbi Shimon said, actually, the writing was on top of the sid, on top of the plaster. The Kotru Lahen Lamata, and they wrote, Laman Asher Lo Yilamdu Eschem Lasos Kechol Toivos Aila, I think it ends. Right, they wrote that pasuk halamanta to teach me shem hayu chozim b'tshuva, meaning that you're going to get all of these punishments, right? That don't do the avodah zarah that you do, and to teach me shem hayu chozim b'tshuva, that if they would have done tshuva, so hayu mekabelim some, we would have accepted, right, the amim, the nations. So Amar Rava Bar Shila, right, my time of the Rebbe Shimon. What's Rebbe Shimon's shita? Right, the chiluk pasuk says vayu amim misrafos sit, because the nations will be burned, right, or burned with, or burned because of, burned with plaster, let's say, right, al iske sid, the reason they're going to get burned, meaning the reason they're going to end up in Gehenim, is because of the plaster, meaning that they didn't actually study, right, the Torah that was on the plaster. I have Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? So you see, kisid, meaning it's just comparing the nations to the sid, to the plaster. Ma sid eno takana al srefa, right, just like the only thing you can do to sid, right, is to burn it, right, again, that's how you get plaster, it's from limestone or whatever, apparently. I don't really know that, but okay. That's what they say. Af ozem akutim ein lem takana el shreifa. So to the kutim, right? Kutim is also for goyim, right? There's nothing they're going to be able to do, right? That you're going to have to, they're just going to burn them, right? They're, there's no, nothing you can do, to help them. Okay, fine. Fine, we'll go weiter the Heiliger Shas tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.